This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how creating experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Trellis's conference, annual conference here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Paula Tompkins from ChannelNet Solutions. Paula, how are you?
Good to see you, Mike.
Yeah, and in person this time as well.
Yes,
this
that's
is a real
nice.
Treat.
Yes.
Usually it's on Zoom, so
yes,
this
I
is
know.
Way, way better.
Yes,
so,
it is.
How are you doing? How's the conference going for you so far?
Conference is going great.
Good.
I tell you, Mike, what I'm so thrilled about is the audience is into data.
Good.
And
we like the sound of that.
Yeah, and the fact that they're more technical in nature and they understand digital and they understand omni-channel and they understand that they need to better leverage their data is so refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's not, you know, your typical spray and pray, you know.
No, you have a very engaged audience here for sure.
Yes,
and they get it.
Yes.
So that's why they're moving forward with all
that's
this type of
right.
stuff.
That's
which
right.
Which is good news for you because you're that type of human being where you're on the go and you want to like push that proverbial envelope.
That's
so, yeah.
right. And you know, I didn't see the session yesterday, but they said one woman evidently spoke and said, hey, you may think you're doing okay now, but in 5 years, if you're not innovating,
exactly.
you're not going to survive.
Exactly. So
and,
true.
And whether it's a merger or whether it's whatever happens to you. So. It's so important.
It's very true. Very
and
true.
And in engagement of the member community is the keys to the safe.
I hear you.
They are not coming into the branch in the numbers they used to. And so it is increasingly important that we engage them to better understand their needs. It's all about, I mean, that's the promise of a credit union, right?
Yeah.
Is that I'm going to be there for you. And I've got better rates. I've got great products. We care about you. But now you have to demonstrate that through digital.
Oh, completely. Yeah, and that's a big challenge.
That's
for sure.
A big challenge.
Yeah.
Because if you go into mobile and online banking, it's all transactions. Okay, well, we need to understand their lifestyle, their life events. We need to understand if they're concerned about paying their bills or if they're not able to meet their credit card payments. You know, how do we help them?
Yeah.
And you'll win their minds and hearts.
Exactly.
In the long
that
run.
That loyalty and trust.
Yes.
But it all starts with the data, right? And,
yes.
And analyzing it and leveraging it. And,
leveraging it.
And
that's where I think a lot of the credit union industry gets stuck. Data everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's,
what do we do with it?
What do we do with
yeah.
it? And they think, well, I'll kind of, you know, we'll give it to people internally and they'll look at it, analyze it, and they'll know how they're performing. It's use it to drive the member experience.
Yep.
Use it to better understand the member's needs. And so that's where, you know, a company like mine that's been at this for nearly 40 years.
Wow. Good for you.
I know.
Good for you.
I know. I was only one when I started the company.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's amazing as well.
Yeah.
Gosh, you've been that brilliant at 1 year old. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That's quite a head start.
But the fun thing is that, you know, it's been, you know, with a lot of firms, they get bought, they get sold, they get merged, they get, you know, absorbed.
Yeah.
You guys. No, we've been all across the spectrum of every major digital innovation. And in fact, when I started the firm, it was called Interactive Marketing, right? And it's evolved and changed and evolved. But the basic premise of what we do has never changed. That's to educate, that's to inform, that's to, you know, to help people move through what for most people financial stuff is not easy.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Got that right.
They're it's confusing.
Mm-hmm.
It's even confusing for me, you know. So, I mean, you know, there are people that are savers. There are people that have credit problems. Mm-hmm. There are people that are money managers. Mm-hmm. Okay, how do we understand how to talk to those
right.
different types of people?
Yeah.
Because if you talk to a money manager and act like they're need debt consolidation, you're going to turn them off.
Exactly. That's the wrong audience.
Yeah.
For sure. For
wrong
sure.
message, wrong time.
Well, I want to talk about hyper-personalization because that's part of the session that you're in as well, right?
Yes, so, exactly.
So, and then, again, leveraging the data to get to that almost that individual basis. So
yes.
Share with me how you guys are working with Trellens, and then we had Amy McGraw in here earlier from Tropical Financial, and she shared how they are getting very, very personalized. So share with me how you guys work together and helping credit unions like Tropical Financial get down to that almost individual basis.
That's exactly right. So when you take the core data,
mm-hmm.
you can only understand what products and services they have and don't have,
mm-hmm.
right?
Kind of. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, their loans, and are they paying on time?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, but that's only what they have with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can bet that they have multiple financial relationships.
Oh, completely, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and so you need to understand not just what they have with you, which the core tells you,
mm-hmm.
but you need to understand what they have
elsewhere.
Holistically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's their household income, mm-hmm. and what's their risk tolerance,
mm-hmm.
and do they have IRAs, and are they concerned about, you know, what are their transactions? For example, if you start to see their credit card balances decline,
mm-hmm.
they were running at a certain level,
yeah.
they've started to decline,
yeah.
you can bet they have a competitive credit card.
Yeah.
And maybe your reward program is not as good as
mm-hmm.
it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so understanding the holistic picture
mm-hmm.
helps you get very, very focused and able to
yeah.
actually create different experiences dynamically
mm-hmm.
for different types of individuals.
Well, which credit unions have to do today in order to stand out and be different?
Yes.
Because they're getting those experiences in other industries or retail and all that type of stuff. So this is par for the course now. It's a
yes,
have to have.
It's a have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people think if they put a name, that's personalization. But it's the data. I'll give you an example
sure.
of what we learned from Tropical.
Sure.
We had offers. And so those offers went out, you know, to different people, and we weren't leveraging the credit score information. And so people were calling the call center saying, why are you making me an offer for a XYZ loan
mm-hmm.
when you just rejected
yeah.
me a week ago?
Yeah.
So that meant we needed to understand that, use that credit score data to change the messaging based
for
on
sure.
who those people
mm-hmm.
are.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are just some of the things we're doing.
Well, and when you do that, you kind of do the opposite of what just happened to them, because now you're not turning them off, you're actually turning them on
yes.
to, like, hey, my gosh, you know, we may have gotten rejected by this loan, but hey, you know what, you're giving me some educational material to where I can get my
yes.
credit score better, and then I will be able to get a loan from
yes.
you guys, right?
And maybe we should look at a personal loan and pull some of that credit
too.
Because you'll
yep.
have a lower, or maybe you need a debt consolidation
yep.
loan,
yep.
or gee, have you thought about a financial advisor
mm-hmm.
or getting some counseling
mm-hmm.
or coaching? So these are all the things that, once we understand their needs,
yeah.
right, and once we use the data to better understand them as
mm-hmm.
individuals
mm-hmm.
And what their goals are, we can fine-tune that messaging
yeah.
and it can be literally down to, I mean, do they need to refinance a vehicle?
Gosh,
you know,
you
I mean,
get
it's
down
just,
to micro.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable. So again, looking at that household financial
mm-hmm.
profile,
mm-hmm.
looking at what their house is worth, what their zip code is, what their neighborhoods are like, you know, all those kinds of things, mm-hmm. the kinds of cars they drive, mm-hmm. What are their driving habits, you know, what's coming up in their life? Do they have a kid graduating? Yeah. Are they trying to get ready for retirement? Are they empty nesters? Mm-hmm. Do they want to downsize their home?
Yeah.
People, that's when the big transactions, yeah. that's when the big yeah. financial transactions.
And if you can harness that information and really know your member, they're going to appreciate that, and that loyalty and trust will go through the roof.
That's
for sure.
Exactly right.
Before I let you go, can you give me the maybe one or two takeaways from your session that you want the audience to take back to their credit unions?
Well, I think what's important, really important, is that they start to leverage the data outward.
Okay.
And that they need to do a better job of using data holistically.
Okay.
And they need the people that are attending this conference mm-hmm. to have more of a voice okay. internally at the credit union.
Okay.
I think that's very important. I also think that they need to lean on expertise more mm-hmm. from outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
They don't have the experience or the understanding, so having a partner, and that's like Tropical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have a very tight partnership.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Where we're working together constantly. We're constantly exploring new ideas, mm-hmm. new integrations, new ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. And it just has worked fabulously
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
I mean, they're seeing incredible results. We saw just since we launched integration into mobile and online banking, enormous data statistics mm-hmm. and views and interactions and 1,500% more leads in 90 days.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah.
670 yeah. leads. I mean, leads where people raise their hand.
Yeah, yeah. We're interested.
We
yeah.
need help.
Yeah.
We want this.
Yeah.
We're mortgages, HELOCs, you know, and these are the things that mm-hmm. make people sticky.
Yep, no doubt. And the work that your organization and Tropical Financial, for example, is just, yeah, you guys are just blowing it out of the water. And then bringing Trellence in to complement all that with the data analytics is just, it's a recipe for success.
It yeah. is, yeah. exactly. And it's not, again, predicting what might be the next best product
mm-hmm. yep.
and understanding their household financial profile.
Yep.
What their persona is, changing the imagery based on, you know, are they an empty nester? Don't show me a young college kid, right?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
an empty nester,
yeah.
or I have a young family. Show images of the kids
exactly.
in the back seat.
Exactly.
You know, it all comes together.
It's almost like common sense, you know?
It is.
So,
but
yeah.
it seems like rocket
science. Know your audience.
Science.
Yeah, I know. Marketing 101, know
yeah.
your audience.
Yeah.
yeah, for sure. All right.
Well, one-to-one marketing.
That too.
Yeah.
That too. That
yeah.
too. All right, Paula, always a pleasure talking to you. Always an education talking to you as well. So thank you for all the work that you guys are doing at ChannelNet as well.
Thank
helping
you.
Helping credit unions out there. I think it's much appreciated. So keep up the good work, all righty?
Okay, will do.
All
thank
right.
you.
Paula Tompkins, everybody, ChannelNet Solutions. Go check them out.
Bye.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.